and Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph, before we learn the Tosfos, and perhaps it's Kedai just to skim over the Gemara. The Gemara, just let's start from the beginning of the Gemara. Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph Eisfer Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Lerove. Here they're speaking about that they had made a mechitza shal bnei Adam to bring in Rav Chaniloi. So Eisvei, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak Lerove, is that the Baisa says, Nofal doifna lo yamid bo Odom behema vekeilim, bela yiskeif es amita lifreis ala asadn, lefi shein oisen oil aroi betchila beyonte vein tzach leima b'shabes. One is not permitted to make a mechitza, ayidei Odom, ayidei behema vekeilim, in yonte vein kolshkein b'shabes. So the kasha was, how were you permitted to make a mechitza for Rav Chaniloi, Rav Nechemia, Bereda Rav Chaniloi. That was the kash that Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked. Amalei at amritli meho, v'an no amina locho meho, you're bringing me a raya, you're not allowed to make a mechitza, I'll bring a raya, you're allowed to make a mechitza saroi. Ha'isa odam eschavei rei doifen, kedei sheyoichal, v'yishte, v'yoshan, ויסקי וסמית ויפרס על הסדין כדי שלא יטיפל חמה על המייס ועל האיכלם. So ממילא, it seems you're allowed to make a מחיצה על ידי אודו. פרק דגמור קשי נעדודי. So it's a steer about paraisi. So the Gemara says, לא קשי. הור הבלזה, הור הבונה. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah, פקקה חלוין. If a person has something to be soysim, החלוין, Abelezer Omer, it is only permitted to be soysim bisman shekosher betoli. If the pkak, the stime, is tied to the wall, it's hanging, it's not resting on the earth, so one sees clearly that this is an intricate chelik of the wall, so then poikik him by, then you're allowed to be poikik. It's like a door that's swinging on hinges. Vim lav, ein poikik him by. If it is not kosher v'toli, you're also permitted to be soysim. So that's the teretz. The b'raisa that says, Oysa odam es chaveroi doifin is going according to the chachomim. And the first b'raisa, nofal doifno, is going according to Rabbi Lezer. Frek the Gemara, that's not a good teretz. V'yitmer alo amarabba b'abachona o b'yechanim. Hakel moidim, she'ein oisin oil aroi betchila beyonta vein tzorch loime b'shabes. Say Rabbi Lezen, say the chachamim hold to make an oil aroi betchila yizich not allowed to make. Loinech luku ela lohoisif. The machlekes is, if one is permitted to be moisif on an oil aroi. She Rabbi Lezer oimerei moisifim beyontif. Even though the pkak is only a hisofe, bein tzorch loime b'shabes, v'chomim oimerei moisifim b'shabes, bein tzorch loime beyontif, but that's only a hisofe on the oil. But to make a new oil, that's sicheros. And here we're speaking about you're making new mechitzes. So it can't go according to the Chachamim also. Elo loy kosher. Hoke Rabbi Meir, hoke Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, that the Baraisa that is matter is going according to Rabbi Meir. The Baraisa that us is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Sanya, Asola, Bahima, Doifin, Lesuke, Rabbi Meir, Poisel, Rabbi Yehuda, Marshall. We made a Bahima, Doifin, Lesuke, so Rabbi Meir holds it as possible. And the Havamin of the Gemara was it is possible. Because Shema Tivrach, maybe the behemoth is going to run away, that's why it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Marsha, Rabbi Yehuda is in Chayish of Shema Tivrach. So, but according to Rabbi Meir, since there's a Chash of Shema Tivrach, so it's a possible doifen. It's possible. Also, behemoth doifen lesukir, Rabbi Meir poisel. It's a possible doifen, if a little while it's standing. So the Gemara, Rabbi Meir, the Kapasel, Hossam, according to Rabbi Meir, that Pasels, Alme, Loi Mechitzi. So it doesn't have it, it says it's Apostle of Mechitzi. Alme, Loi Mechitzi. So it is not a Mechitzi. So if it is not a Mechitzi, it is not Mesakin, the Sukkah, is Ochishori. So Meila, one is permitted to be Oysa Odom as Chaveiroi Doifin, because it's Apostle of Doifin.
So Memela, one is permitted to do it. It doesn't have a din of making an oihel in Shabbos. It's less than, it doesn't have a teiras oil, the Gemara, because that's the hemshech of the Gemara. The hemshech of the Gemara was that according to everyone, it's only permitted a teisves oil aroi. So the Gemara l'chayra means to say, according to Rav Meir, that it doesn't have a teiras mechitze, so it's equivalent to a teisves oil aroi. Because he's not accomplishing anything. Rabbi Yehuda, the Kamachshel, Hosom, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is Machshel, it's Alma Mechitze. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a Mechitze. So if it is a Mechitze, Hoche Hosom, so then it's Taka Hosom. So Rashi asks the Kasha, Rashi asks, how could you say according to Rav Meir it doesn't help? The Braisa says, Oysa Odom es chaveiro yidoifen kidei she yoichal v'yishte v'yoshen. Braisa says, he does accomplish something. So Rashi says it's a good Kasha, and the Gemara asks different Kashas on this Mahalach. Yeah. V'tizbere. So the Gemara asks now, it is not a good Teretz. Eime de shamatay le Rav Meir, behemet. Rav Meir said that a behemah is a posel adoifin shema tivrach, aba odom, but the beraisa that says oisa odom es chaveir adoifin is making a chaver adoifin, or v'yiskeif es hamite is making a mita adoifin, there is no shash of shema tivrach. So memei leimah de shamed le rameya behemah odom v'keilu mi shamed lei. Oh, but here the bereis is mater odom v'keilim. Here you don't have a heter to say since it's a posel adoifin, it's mutter. It's not a posel adoifin. Odom v'keilim is a kosher adoifin. Zog shas v'shem ativrach. V'su rabbi meyer alibe deman. And by behemah gufe, I alibe de rabbi leze lo isif nami yosa. I feel he said it's equivalent to a teisves oyel aroi, but according to Rabbi Lezer, a teisves is os el alibe de rabbonon. He holds according to the rabbonon, eimed omi rabbonon lohisef lechatchila miyomam. The rabbonon only said that this is a teisves, only a teisves oyel aroi is mut lechatchila miyomam. So here the Gemara seems to hold that it's more than a teisves. It only has a din of atchilas oyel aroi. So you have to know what did the Gemara mean to answer in the beginning. That was it. That's Taisvus asks this kasha. And for the Gemara lahava ha rabbonim. Both baraises are going according to the rabbonim. Vekelim akelim leikasha ha bedoifin shlishes ha bedoifin revis. The doifin shlishes, since this is machshir the sukkah. So this is, here's a din from a CS oil, and this is Osir and Shabbos. And a doifen revius, since it is kosher without this doifen, so memele, so, since it is kosher without this doifen, this is a din of a teisvus oil aroi, and this is mutter. Teikonami diktoni, we learned in the Baraisa, nofal doifno, the doifen that the sukkah needs, shmamino. Now let us see the two taisvisin which we have as yet not learned. Pekak chaloin. Now we have a machlikis pekak chaloin, a machlikis rabilezon the chachomim, if it's not kosher v'toli, if it is permissible to be soisim with the pekak. Bepeire kol akeirum peire shakuntaris, Rashi says in Shabbos, the high chaloin have lamaila begak. The chaloin is lamaila. Avo minatzad, but if you have a chaloy minatzad, loy shayich iser oil. There is no iser oil minatzad. The heviray, that means to make a mechitze, the iser is a sias oil. Like we have here, the Gemara mentions, toisvus oil aroy, the only iser is on a oil, something that smile, a roof. But a mechitza on the side, there's bachlal no iser. Avu min atzad lo shayich iser oihel. If it's on the side, there's no iser oihel. Vehei viraye mi peire kol gadi. So na gemara weiter an erevin. Gabi rav shmul da viyosvi bahi chotza. Bahu chotza. Rav shmul was sitting in a chotza together. Nofal gude de beini u beini. Now, there was, this chotza was divided by a wall. and there were different diorim. One side of the wall was Rav Shmuel, and the other side was someone else was living there, and they were ma'ariv bifnei atzmo. Now, so Kolzman, there's a wall between them, so there's two different chatzeres, so each chatzer is not porutz lamokim ha'osoloi. So memele, so there's no problem, you're allowed to be metalto in the chatzer. Now, the wall fell down. Now that the wall fell down, so now there's a problem. So each chatzer is now porutz b'mokim ha'osoloi. So therefore, tilto should be osa. But it matters if you say hoyl v'hutro hutro. You don't say hoyl v'hutro hutro. If you say hoyl v'hutro hutro, and since betchilas hashabbos there was a wall separating the two chatzeres, so it's muta tiltul the whole Shabbos already. Even though now the wall is not in existence in the middle of the Shabbos. That's if you hold hoyl v'hutro. If you don't hold hoyl v'hutro hutro, so memela then al taka be also tiltul. In each chotzer, because it's porotz b'milu'e l'mokim ma'osala. So now, the Gemara tells the Maise that nofal guda de beini yubeini. Omar Shmuel, so Shmuel said, neguda lei glima. Now that there's no wool here, let's spread out a beged, that this beged will divide the two chatzeres. Ahadrei Rav li ape, Rav was against this psak, so he turned around, to show his macho or al kaponim that he don't say that I mask him to what is being done. Now the hadre rav la ape, because rav held you don't say hoyl v'hutro hutro. Fine, we'll see soon. So what's wrong? Ab oporich leShmuel the Gemara yes and Shmuel holds hoyl v'hutro hutro lama li lemevat hochi. Why was it necessary to spread out a glima? You're allowed to carry. Shmuel holds, since betchilas knisas haShabbos, there was a mechitza that was mavdol the two chatzeres. So the heter remains. So why do you have to spread out a beged now? Why? That was the only kasha. Lomoli lemevedoch. Why are you doing this? Mishani the Shmuel Ovid Litzni is Balma. So the Gemara answers, he's not doing it halachically. Halachically, you don't need it. You had a mechitza betchilas knisas hayoim, that's sufficient. But the Shmuel wanted privacy, so he spread out the beggar. So if we'll be midday, so this is now the lashon of Rashi, mashme. She'im hoyo Shmuel oise letaltel kera. The Gemara asked the kashan Shmuel, why? Since Shmuel holds that one is permitted to carry in the chutz, so then the Gemara is asking a kasha, why? So why did he spread it out? But if Shmuel would hold that it's also lehave kasha miti, then nothing would be shver. The whole kasha is since he holds. So why did he do it? About the Rita, that's how Rashi was back from the Gemara. But if Shmuel was all like Rav, then you wouldn't have any kasha whatsoever. Not a kasha of why, and also not a kasha of how was he permitted to do it. That's how Rashi learned Shad the Gemara. The only question arises, since Shmuel holds Hayel Vutra Hutra, Mashma Shimoy Shmuel Oysel Taltal Kerav Lave Koshamidi the Heiche Shori Lemevadochi. How was he permitted to set up a machitza? That's no kasha. Alme, so Rashi says, Abul Khair is a kasha, he's making a machitza. Alme, so Rashi says, Leichoshiv Oyel Bitfane. So Vaistachoy is that to make a machitza, it's always a oil. Oil is if you make something covering an area, that's oil. But something divide into areas, there's no issue in that. Oil betfonis minatzat. Ay, v'ho de kopet Rav, zuktachashi. So what did Rav have tainis? If lemaise, there's no issue making a mechitza, suppose that Rav tainis fakert, for the timid's good, we're making a mechitza, maybe to be metautal again. Lo yasiyas mechitza, so Rashi says he wasn't makpid on the making of the mechitza, because there's no such issue. Ele mishum de kesov arosa letautal asadin besoicha, that's the problem. How do you bring the sadin to make the mechitza? That was his kasha, you're carrying. That would, you're making the mechitza when the sadin already was there, and you're spreading out the sadin, and there's no issa, there's no problem of carrying. That's no problem. The problem is about how you're allowed to carry out the sadin. That was Rav Sakpod. That's how Rashi says pshat. So they needed a Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah they had to bring out. The Sefer Torah used to hide in the houses. They used to bring it out. So Mamela, but there's a problem how to bring it out. So Posel Sadinim Agabi Yamudim. They spread out Sadinim. They view Sefer Torah. The Korobai. They brought a Sefer Torah. Now there were Mechitzas allowed to carry. The Korobai. Uporich frech the Gemara. Posel Lachatchila. They spread out Sadinim Lachatchila. Umi shori, va'oma ma'al agmora hakel moidim, shein oisin oyel aroi betchila b'shav. It's not allowed to make an oyel aroi. It's not a hisof al oyel aroi. You're making an oyel aroi. No, according to Rashi, bus oyel aroi, ben aroi, just making mechitzes. A mechitzes, there's no is of oil. Is Rashi like Goris? Rashi tak is meichik this girse. Rashi may has a different girse in the Gemara. No, Rashi is girse as follows. Posel salke daitach perish sagt Rashi. Eich heviu derech reshus harab. That was the Gemara's kasha. Here the kasha was, how did they bring the sardinim to the reshus harab? How could you carry? Um mishani, and for the Gemara, ele, the one, posel shamotsu sardinim plus. I mean, the Sforum steht doch a ganz andere Kasche. Posel Salkedai doch, the Kasche was, O Mishav, O Mama, the Gemara brings down this memory, not allowed to make a Neuel Aroi Betchila B'Shabbos. V'oit, the way Rashi says it, what the Gemara's Kasche was, how did they bring it there, how they permitted to bring the Sardina, my Kasche Le'echivim, to Mevim, Derech Malbushim, they wrapped themselves up in the sadin, and they brought it that way. Ba'oit, the bishmaitin muchach minatzad shayach asiyas oil. Taisa says, let's look at asugya. Asugya, we have a whole sugya of walls. We have a whole sugya of walls. There was a shayla, you're allowed to make a wall, you're not allowed to make a wall. And the maskonas ha-gemor is the third daifin you're not allowed to make, the fourth daifin you're allowed to make. So here you're just putting up walls. It's muchach to be natzad shaykh asiyas oil. The asiyas daifin ma'isilei. Ha-gemor, which the gemor is spilled, is being mefalpul taisvis oil. Not this whole sugya is speaking about. And the doifen, not on the oil. So you see claw and the seas doifen, there's also a issa of a seas oil. The Megine Shloime in Shabbos says, this kashe, once the fan for taste was kashe, he says, let us be medayik the loshen of Rashi. Rashi is meiridik interessant. Let us see the Rashi b'doifin shlishi. The Gemara says doifin shlishi is also doifin revi is muta. So Rashi b'doifin shlishi is the b'shtei defanes ein kori oil. Two defanes, it's not called ein kori oil. It is not called an oil. The chiyavit bo doifin shlishi is mashve lei oil. When he makes a third wall, he makes it an oil. So Rashi, when the Gemara speaks about that it's also to make a third wall, Rashi says because with two walls it is not called an oil, and with three walls it is called an oil. And Rashi says later, a fourth wall, since you don't need it, given the Balav Hochi, have the oil, so Memela, so there's a din of a Toisvis oil. Zokte Megine Shloime, that Rashi holds, if there's an oil lamalo, Elo she'ein shem oihel olav ledavo she'osuhu. There is an oihel lemaila, but the purpose, the tachlis, what this oil was made for, it doesn't have yet ad de ike mechitze de mashvelei oihel. Ubalav hochi loy havi oyel, pshita de gambit funis ika oyel. So he says like this, al shem aschach ko isuke. The suke is al shem aschach. But a suke without walls is not called a suke. It's very interesting. The Gemara in sukkahs learns out the minyan tfanis. It says basukes, basukes, basukas, basukais. You learn out tfanis for sukkahs. Is according to the beginning shleim, it's meiridik because the doifen makes the schach for a sukkah. That means it doesn't have a shame oil. If it's porutz underneath, it doesn't have a shame oil. So the oil is nigmar al yedei atfanis. That sheet is Rashi. So, Mamela, that's what the Taisvus found the Gemara. Though we're making Tfanis, and no, there's a problem of Oyel, Oyel. So, Taisvus, so Fakert, Rashi says over here, B'shtei Tfanis ain't Kori Oyel, V'chiovet bo doifin shlishis, Mashmalei Oyel. So, I mean, Rashi says, Rashi atachklof ha'em for teisvis kashe. Rashi says the problem is this doifen makes the oil for an oil. Rashi before also said it, when Rashi brought down Rameya, the lav midik ovid, the kibid loy mesakin lesuk, afagav the ovid oil shori, the ksava oisen oil aroi, is making an oil. And who adin the beginning shloime says what will be the din if a person spread out a canopy on not a suk even spread out a canopy for shade on four kandesim on four poles like a chuppah and it's not serving its purpose because the sun is shines in from the side and they'll put the fanis around it in order that it should be able to that the chuppah should be able to be made in. That also says called, I'm enhancing the oil. I'm making the oil function as an oil. So that's called a CS oil. The problem is, in our Gemara it's gewaldic, you have to know, but how did we get involved with Rav Nechemya over here? I mean, the Gemara, this is only a hemshech, this is a psashayla. The Gemara asked the Kasha, how do we get involved with Sukkot? We got involved with Sukkot because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak asked the Kasha, how are you allowed to make a mechitza for Rav Nechemya? That's how we got involved. So this is problematic. Rav Nechemya, there's no oil over there. There is taka only a mechitza. I mean, what did Rashi do? Does the Rappeshwer, the Magine Shloiman Shabbos, Tarsimah doesn't speak about this. So this is Lucherib's very modne. Maybe that's Nichlan Taisvis Kashe, Beshmeiten, Muchert Minazat, Shaykh, Hasias Oil, Hasias Doifen, Maisi Lei. I don't know, Klopp, Tais is asking exactly. But Al Kaponim, the Gmorz Medamad is the Rav Nechemya. That how they were permitted to make a mechitza, so das chapach nishklo. Va'oid, now Taisa says, the loshen chaloin shayach bekoisel. We're talking about kaka chaloin, so we're speaking about a koisel. Ubegag kori lay arube. Kedisnan mashilim peiris terech arube. V'nir al Rabbi Natam. So therefore, the Rabbi Natam wishes to disagree with Rashi. He says as follows, the minatzad shayich asiyas oil. Shayich to make an oil. A mechitz also is a shem oil. But, it matters. Veheiche shamechitze moyeles lahatir. If the mechitze is matir, choshiv asiyas oil betchile. So that is the din, if I'm making a mechitze, and this mechitze is creating halacha dekehetarim, that has a din of oil, of boine, that's called boine. The isar of oil is no isar of oil. Oil is boine. So you can build by making an oil, you can build by making a mechitza materet. Gehide pirsus adine. Ule rav de osa le tautul bechol gagai. So according to Rav, that one is not permitted to be metautul. You don't say hoil vahutro hutro. So now it's poritz bemilui lamokim maosolo. Shaykh asiyas oil lechatchile. Vasiyas mechitzas kopit. He was makbit taket, not only on the carrying. He was makbit that were making a mechitza. Vahavik edoifin gimel shal sukkah, the chashvin aleihocha oil. Avo lishmul de shari le talta lechoshim ala tais vesoil, kamei doifin revi shal sukkah, according to Shmuel. The chashiv le tais is mishim de blav hochi mishteri. So Memela, that was the sichsach over there. Shmuel held, you don't need a mechitza hamateres, it's mutter saibes ahel vishteri yishteri. So you're allowed to go and spread out now mechitza. According to Rav, you don't say hoyel v'hutra hutra. So Memela, so if it's not mutter, so now you are creating a mechitza hamateres, this falls into the ghetto of boina, so you saw you. I Rashi had a diik, weiss that is the only kasha and Shmuel was, since he holds its mutter. So, why did he make it? So Rashi was epis medayik, but if you hold it, if he wouldn't hold its mutter, there's no kasha whatsoever. So Taisa's name, we have also Shmuel, koshken have a porchle, heiche shorilam have a porchle. If he held its also, then Gemara has a fakelte kasha and Shmuel. How was he allowed to do it? Yeah. Uman de shori toisvis oil. So fakert, so toisvis says that there's an inyan of asiyas oil. Uman de shori toisvis oil. Lamailo nami shori. Now if you matter, but so even though our whole gemore, even though our whole Gemara is speaking about a mechitza min atzad, even though our Gemara is speaking about a mechitza min atzad, and there we're matter taisvis, but taisvis says, above your matter taisvis, it's no chilik if it's no chilik if it's min atzad, it's milamailo. Oman de shari taisvis oil, lamailo nami shari. Kedamuchach ba maitzi tefillin. Kabihani dichri, there were elim, the biyamame bo tula, belelya bo avire. There were dichrim that there was a problem, that by day they needed shade and by night they needed luft. So they made an awning over them, if there was a tasteless oil. So you see that if you, that a tasteless oil that is mutter, it is mutter lamaila also. There's no yisrein chayme mamaila. Peka yoshin gabir lezer, sheshavas besukosu, shal rab yechanin. Yeah, we have to understand just one thing, which Taisvis over here was not Mevara. Taisvis says, Heiche shamechitze moy eles lahater choshev asiyas oil betchila. When it's matter, it's considered an asiyas oil. When it's not matter, it's considered a Taisvis oil. So, fine. So now we know the difference between the daif and shlishi and the daif and revi. But we just have to understand what's the machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and the chachamim. There's no matter whatsoever. And if nothing is matter, so here l'chayre, the whole shaila is hastis, if you could, here it seems. No, according to Rabbi Lezer, Efsher is good. So according to the Chachomim, I mean, it seems there's only one matter when there's a chaloin and there's moisef on it. I mean, according, if it's not matter, you're allowed to, I mean, from the Ritas, Loshna Gemara, Vaistois, that the whole machloikis, Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim is, if you have a chaloin, you're soisim it, which is a toisvis. I mean, L'chayah, since we're not speaking over here about something that is being matter, so L'chayah, I mean, the Chachomim should have said al koponim, you're allowed to make l'chatchila a whole mechitza. Because here the mechitza is a mechitza's kva, so the hisof is a hisof is a roi. It's not clear over here. Here, to Magamo, would seem the whole in Yeniz, because only it's a hisof and the mechitza that was here, and Taisvis holds that if it's not matter, it's mutra filo lechatchila. Zok Taisvis weiter. Rameya de kaposel, hosom al malav mechitzi. The Gemara said, that was the second Eitzah. We have a stira, two Baraisas. One Baraisa says it is permissible to make a doifin in Yontif. So that is going according to Rameya. Since it's apostle of Mechitze, so Mamela, I'm not creating anything. Alma lav Mechitze. So we have to remember the Hemshech HaGemara. First, the Gemara says it goes according to the Chachamim. So the Gemara says it doesn't help, because the Chachamim were only matar atos v'soil. Here you're making an oil aroi. So in that, the Gemara brought Rameya. But according to Rameya, since it doesn't help, so it solves the situation. Hashte boi lemeima. The Airi bedoifen shlishes. Speaking about a doifen shlishes, which you need, that's l'chayra the teretz. It is only considered a teisvis l'rab meyer the kaposel. So according to Rab Meir, since it's not accomplishing anything, so this is l'chayra the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, well, only matar a teisvis, this is an oyel aroi. So the Gemara answered, no, according to Rab Meir, since it doesn't help, it's equivalent to a teisvis. Even though it's a doifen shlishes. The koshef ak teisvis rashis kash ak toni behed yohosom kedei she yishte v'yoichul v'yoshen. Bekunt es pirish tava motzi la mifrich ala balav ochi porach shap. But I says, Rashi had said, ein hachanami, the Gemara could have asked this kashe. No, the Gemara fragt an andere kashe. Ach mikomak im koshe demai porach besomach. Hey, madama rabbonon, so the Gemara said, I can't go according to Rameya also. Kosaim adama rabbonon lohoise, lechatchila miyoma. The rabbon will only matter to be moisef. How can you make an oil chatchila? Till a rabmeya de kaposel lechoshev ela toisvis balma. I mean, that was the whole teretz to begin with. The Gemara before asked the kasha. This is not a new kasha. The Gemara asked, I feel according to the chachamim, only a toisvis is mutter. So then the Gemara brought rabmeya, so why says that is the teretz? Since it's apostle and mechitz, it's equivalent to a daif and revi, which is a din toisvis. So now, why does the Gemara ask a kasha? The Gemara asks, according to Rameya, it shouldn't be good. Because according to the Chachamim, only a Taisvus is mutter. I mean, that's the whole Rehitas Loshna Gemara, that since it doesn't accomplish anything, it's equivalent to a Taisvus. Al Kain Yeshlaima, so Taisvus wants to kill two birds with one stone, the Haino Badi de Porich. Because that's the Gemara's kasha. What Rashi asked before. Mi dekoma kedei sheyoichul v'yishte v'yoshon. Since the Rab Meir said that he's doing it to make himself able to eat and drink. Alme miskashe suke boche. Dike mitzvah suke begimel dvom alovim. Keine reisi yisai lechatchile. So that goof is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara means to ask. That's the Gemara's kasha. How could you say, since it's no good, it has a shame toisvis? It is good. So it should have a din of an asiyas oil. Let's look at the Gemara in the Veinik. The Ritva says it's a very nice pshat, but let's look at the Loshna Gemara. It's missing a gewalt. The Gemara says, Besur ad meyer alibe de man, I alibe de rabbeleze, lo hisef nami yosa. El alibe de rabbonon, eim edomi rabbonon, lo hisef, lechatchila miyoma. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, I mean, this we knew from before, the ike kasha is, since it's matar shine, so it, the ike kasha is because it says, sheyoichel v'yishte v'yish, and that's the kasha. The Gemara het nish wegen dos. The Gemara says that the chachamim say you're not allowed to make an oil lechatchila. So Taisus puts this in all this in the Gemara's kasha. Now to make lechatchila, and since it helps us to make lechatchila, so the ike kasha since it helps. B'zizike chosim in ha-seifa. That's the Ritva's Meir of the San Taisus. Ach kosher la'sami kutzi, v'hashtaki mishani horamei horab Yehuda, loitir etz klum ha'maisa de Nechemya. So the Sami Kutzi asked, what happened with Nechemya? We got involved, but how could they make a mechitza for Rab Nechemya? And he says, that Teretz Horamei v'Rab Yehuda, and what the Teretz was, the way Taisus, Rashi understood, since it doesn't help. So therefore, there's no Issa. So how does this help Nehemiah? If it doesn't help, so how is Nehemiah permitted to get back into the Trum? V'nireh leforish. So now the Sal Mikutzi is a new mahalach in the Gemara. The Hochi Perushe. Not the way Rashi and Tosis learns it doesn't help. Since it doesn't help, some amela there's no is, it's called a Tais V'soil. No, the Hochi Perushe. Given the poisel Rab Meir lezayin yemei sukkah, since Rab Meir passels a behemoth for all 7 days, why? She'ena yechayla lamed shom kol zayim, because the behemoth will not stand there for 7 days. The behemoth will run away in the 7 days. Is gav nechem yeshar lechatchile? So according to by nechem, it's good. Afo gav de mahani, I it helps. Loichoshev ella taisvis balme. It's only called a taisvis. Kiven sha'oise mechitze ein eruya lezayin. Since I'm not making it for, since ein mechut ein eruya lezayin, I'm only making it. Kiven sha'oise mechitze ein eruya lezayin. It's not roy for 7 days. So me mele, there's no is, that's called a taisvis. The chain. Hodiktonik de sheyoichal viyishte viyoshan shori, de lekele meche shema tivrach lefisho. So my mail is also good. So now, it's a shekel chetaisvis. The Sami Kutzi says that something, a behemoth, that if you're using it for leshor, not for 7 days, it's good. It serves its function, has a teres mechitza, it's matter the sukkah, if you should have a yerch of a yishin, it's matter by Rab Nehemia also, and there's no iser of a seas oil, since you're not making it for 7 days. And the behemoth you can't make for 7 days, because it's gonna run away. Now, we have to understand what is the Sami Kutzi saying. What is this magic number of 7 days? What is this magic number of 7 days? He says, well, let's talk about Shabbos. We're making a mechitze for Rab Nehemiah. So since it won't last for 7 days, so there's no iser of asiyas oil b'Shabbos, since it won't last for 7 days. Now, what's this inyan of 7 days? So I thought, then I found later in the Ritva, he seems, basically, that he means to say, we have in Simen Shin Yud Zayin, there's an issa to make a kesha shel kayoma. So there's one shita, you're making it for 7 days, that's called shel kayoma. Less than 7 days is not called shel kayoma. One day in Shulchan Aruch. So maybe that stems with the Sami Kutzi. That means, when is it called I'm making an oihel to last for 7 days? If this mechitza won't last for 7 days, so it's not called shel kayomah, so there's no issa whatsoever. So there's no issa rasiyah. The Ritva says, loy mitza kibin sheina oisa lalafisho voim this listalik ein derech binyim bekach. Maybe that's also the cheshbin. That being is called, you're building, I'm doing something that's going to last. Something that won't last for 7 days is not called binyan. So memele, so that was the gewunschen Nizach that we had with Rameyah. Rameyah says a behemoth will not last for 7 days. It's possible because it won't last, it's going to shema tivra. So a behemoth is a mechitza which will not last for 7 days. So as long as it won't last for 7 days, so memele, so say, ein derech binyin bekach, there's no issa binyin, and fartik. So memele, that's why I called Rab Nehemiah is good. And if I'll go and take this behemah, and I'll put this behemah, sheyoichel v'yishe, in that pshat, that oisa odem es chaveri, doim de sheyoichel v'yishte v'yishon, I want to use it for an hour. I want to eat and sleep now for an hour. So there's also no shaila of, binyan. Because I'm only doing it for an hour. An hour is not binyan. And but the mile of Rameyer is that because Rameyer says because an animal is won't last for 7 days. So something that won't last for 7 days, I know the living span, the existing span is not 7 days, so it's not called Bainer. Fatik. That's the now Lachaire Medihar Takash and Boruch Hashem I found the Mraimisodef Takasha. When you learn Masechta Sukkah and you learn Daf Chav Gimel in Sukkah, there is a whole sugya of Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. You need a Sukkah, Chag HaSukkah Fasal HaShiva, Shem, you need a Sukkah Haru'uya L'Shiva. And a Sukkah that's not Roy L'Shiva is a Posel HaSukkah. If it cannot be used for 7 days, it's a Posel HaSukkah. For example, the Gemara has there a Machloikas Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. If a sukkah that was made al gabi behemah, and you have to be oil on the behemah, that's a kosher a sukkah in chalamoit. Because it's not roi l'shivi. Now it's be oil on behemah in Shabbos, and yom tek not be oil on behemah. So it's a sukkah that's not roi l'shivi. Rameya says it's good, but me the reise chozilei. It's roi l'shivi. You can go up in a behemah in Shabbos and yom tek. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it's me the rabbon and slay chozilei. It's also called not roi l'shivi. So you have a whole machloikis, Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, If you're allowed to make a sukkah on a behemah, if it's called chazi l'shiva, loy chazi l'shiva, ma ba deraisa chazi, debona loy chazi, a whole sugya. But al kaponim migate avek from the sugya, that you zichen need a sukkah roi l'shiva. That's poshet. Now all of a sudden, our Taisvis comes and says, in Rav Salmi Kutz, he says, amoyra di kizach. He says, that's what it says, oise odem es chavei rei doifin veishe yoichel veyishte veyosham. So he says, because you're allowed to do it in Yontev because it's only for an hour. And for now it's like a good. But how could you use a behemah? It's not roi l'shiva. A behemah, that's the whole glick for a mayor. A behemah will not last 7 days. So memela, so that's why it's not called in binyan. It's no good. It's because it's pachas mishiva. But how is it a kosher sukkah? So the Mrei Mesodeh says as follows. So Mrei Mesodeh says that there's a machlokes in sukkah. If sukkah diras ari binen, if sukkah diras kvabi. The Gemara the Yomer al sukkah diras ari binen. So what does he do with sukkah ruyel l'shiva? So he learns from this pasuk sukkah ruyel l'shiva that you have to make a mechitza that's oimed beruach metzuya. If it's not, it won't last 7 days. A ruach metzuya will throw it down. So that's not a sukkah ruyel l'shiva. So what is the pasuk telling me? That means without the pasuk sukkah diris ari bina, it's supposed to shlecht. It's all last for 2 days. It's supposed to shlecht. So it says no. Even though arai, but if a normal wind to throw it down, it's supposed to sukkah. That's if you're sukkah diras aribin. If you're sukkah diras kvabina, so zuktem remisoda, then he says, you can't use the pasuk to tell me that it has to be oimed beruch metzuya for 7 days. Because I can figure this out with my own head. It's not kva. If it won't stand for 7 days, felt in kva. So the man, the yomid old sukkah diras kvabina, he has a different drosha. That the sukkah has to be able to be used for 7 days. For example, if the sukkah is on a behemah, so, since you can't be oila biyantiv, so you can't use it 7 days. He has to use the drosha for a zaitike halacha. Because to tell me it's oimet beruach mitzuye, I don't need that. So he uses it for zaitike halacha. So he says as follows. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, hold sukadiris kvabinen. So memele, they held this drosha that the pasuk is telling me it has to be able to be used for 7 days. It has to be 7 days. According to Rav Meir, if you have a behemah, since the behemah is going to run away, so that's Avroi L'Shiva, according to Rav Meir L'Shitosoi. Zuk the Mrei Mesodeh, that we don't pass in Sukadiris Kvabin, we pass in Sukadiris Arabin. So Memela, according to us, this drasha does not affect us. The pasuk is only tells us to be oimed beruach metzuya. That's all what the pasuk is telling us. So according to us, geit mil nisht on that the behemah will run away in 7 days. That bothered Rav Meir l'shitosi doesn't bother us. That what the Gemara says, oisa adam es chavei rei doifin dei sheyoichol v'yishle v'yoshon, that what Moshe says is going according to Rav Meir, it's going according to Rav Meir that Rav Meir holds a chashin shem ha-tivra. But not the Rav Meir that holds sukkah diras kvabinim. The Rameyra also is Diras Kva, so she can't say Kadesha Yoichel V'yishte V'yoshen. It's Apostle Adoifen according to Rameyra. This Bereis is going according to us that Sukkadiris Arabin. So we don't have such a drosha whatsoever. That the Sukka has to be able to stand Kol Shivan as the Bahim will run away. Das Teug doch nicht. We don't have such a chasam. So according to us, it is good. Lameya holds Lameis, it's Apostle Adoifen period, because it's taken out of Goyal Shiva. But this Bereis is only using Rameya, in the Indian that we chay Shema Tivrach, but not the Rameya that holds Sukkadiris Kvabin. Ubasa hochi porich, let's finish Taisis. Hey, Madame Rabbanu Lahoisev, lachatchila miyomadik, even the mahani afilo lishoch, hoshim asiyasay lachatchila kamay pkak chaloin. So then the Gemara answers that this for a goof is not oiskal. If I'm making it for an hour, it also has a din, of an asiyasay lachoy, not a taisvis. Let us go to the next Mishnah. Mi sheyotza birshus. A person went out of his tchum, b'shus, or he left his house b'shus, let's say that better. Mishayotza b'shus, Rashi could go in like this, ha-chodesh, ay la-hatzel min ha-gayis, min ha-no, ay chachom abo li-yaleid. Va-omru loy, and all of a sudden he's going out, and they tell him, he gets a message, kvar nase maise. You know, the purpose you were going out for, we don't need you. Kvar nase maise. Yesh loy alpayim amo lechol ruach. Let us see Rashi. Kvar nase maise. Ve'enoch tzorich leilich. You don't have to go further. Yesh loy alpayim amo lechol ruach mimokim shenem aloy. So this is Pasha telling me a gvaldike chiddush din, even though he was a yoytze chutz l'tchum. And yoytze chutz l'tchum. So he has a new mokim shvisa. We give him in the middle of Shabbos a new mokim shvisa. Wherever you are, this is your mokim shvisa now, and you have alpayim am. Im haya b'soichatchum. What if he was b'soichatchum? Keilu layotza. Now, this is very modern. This sounds like double talk. If he was b'seich ha-tchum, kilo lo yotza. If he wasn't the tchum, I can never went out of the tchum. I mean, if he wasn't the tchum, it's not a keilu. So the Gemara is going to be mevarer this problem. Kilo lo yotza, meforesh b'gemara z'trash. Kol ha-yotzim la-hatzul choyzrin lim-koyma. Whoever goes out la-hatzul has a heta chazor, choyzrin lim-koyma, meforesh b'gemara. So Tais was kolayetsim lahatzel chayzel num kaima hadal echoshulei beperkama debeye kamehanech gimel de tiru soifon mishum tchilosom. They will matter the soif in order. That means he won't be able to do the soif, so that he won't do the chatchile. The zayin echidish here is not a chidish. Shulchan itzrichi kedamrin en hosom. So Tais was learned that the heta of be able to go back is also he tiru soifon mishum tchilosom. So, my factor Taisis, it should have been with those three. So, Taisis says here it's posh. Now, the Gemara is going to be Mavaya, this middle bubble, which is very unclear. Hoya b'soich ha-tchum, ke'ilu lo yotza. Frek the Gemara, mai im hoya b'soich ha-tchum, ke'ilu lo yotza. What does that mean? Zuktrashi. Avadai lo yotza. Ta ke'ilu lo yotza. Ta dayin b'soich ha-tchumu. If he's in the tchum, that's not ke'ilu lo yotze, he wasn't yotze. Ke'ilu. Omar Rabbe hochi koma. At Rabbe gezegt azo. Im hoyo b'soich tchum shaloi. If he was in his tchum, ke'ilu lo yotze mitoich beisoi domi. So it's ke'ilu, not like ke'ilu lo yotze mei atchum. Izicha is in the tchum. But it's ke'ilu lo yotze mitoich beisoi domi. It's like he never went out of his house. We'll see soon in a minute what that means, but just let's go a little further. Like the Gemara Pshit, eh? It's the more name. Ma de teima hoyul va okar, okar. Kamash melon nitazoi. Zot Rashi. Oma rabbe ochi koma. Vim hoya besoich hatchum shaloi, ki ilu lo yotza mi beis soidomi. If he's in the Trum, it's like he never left his house. Kloima. Hai ki'ilu lo yotso abeisekoi. He's not going on the Trum. If he was in his Trum, like he didn't go out of the Trum. Versteht sich? No, if he's in the Trum, and he got the message, stop here, ki'ilu lo yotso abeisekoi. So it's like he never left his house. V'hochi kama. Im hoya adayin besoich Trum beisekoi. He's 1500 ames away from his house. Chayzel abeisoy, he goes back to the house. Vareu keilu loyoka raglo. So, like he never left his house. Lekach yesh loy mi beisoy. So now he has mi beisoy al payim ama lechol ruach kibatchila. He still has what he had before. That means, by Beisa, he had Alpayim Amalachal Ruach, he still has that. What's the Chiddish? V'lo Yamrinon, we don't say, Mimokim Shenemalo Yesh Lo Yapayim Amalachal Ruach. The Mishnah said before, Misha Yotza B'shus V'om Guloi Kval Nasa Maisa Yesh Lo Yapayim Amalachal Ruach. We gave him a new Mokim Shvisim. So I would think that this person will also give a new Mokim Shvise. You have now Apayim Lachal Ruach. From where? From the place where you were informed that we don't need you. But if you want to go Apayim from your bias, I'm sorry. You can't go Apayim from your bias. You can only go Apayim from the new Mokim Shvise. Frech the Gemara Pshite. What's the Chiddush? Given that Dayin Lo Yotza Minatchum. Why should you say such a thing? He never went out of the Trum. It's ke'ilu bebeisei dom. If ashteitzach meheichi teisi, he should lose his bias. So the Gemara, no. Ma'u de teima kiven de okar lotzeis bershus. He, when he left the house. He was on the intention, al yeitze ish mim koimi. That's the isa to go chutz l'trum. He got a tzolakol and after gate. So Mamela, by him, it doesn't apply to Issa of Al Yetze. So when he left the house, he had intentions of leaving the bias. He wants to be Oiker, he wants to be Yetze Mimkoim. Mao de Temuk, even the Oka Lotzeis Bershus, the Rabbonon Tikalei Mimokim Shenem Aloi, and the Rabbonon said that the place where, so what is his Mokim now? Is Mokim, the previous Mokim, he was Oiker. He had intentions to be Oiker. And the Chachomim says that his new Mokim is Mibokim Shenem Aloi. Apayim Lachavuach. Isochinami Avagav de Koi Bitchumoi. Even though he's standing in his Trum. Limded Lei Mehosa. You should measure from there. The Boiler Mefik Leifuk. Kamash Milon. Nitazoim. So I would think that already, automatically, when a person, if he'd be chutz l'tchum, and we'll see later in the Gemara, according to Rabbi, if he'll be chutz l'tchum, so l'maisa, it is taka like that. He lost his bias, according to Rabbi. He was, I give him his bias. There was, that's an akira. And he has a new mokim shvisa, even though normally, the yekaina shvisa, only betchilas knisa sayoim. But a person who's yotza l'rshus, he has a different seder. He's koine shvise when he can be koine shvise b'emtza Shabbos. Like we had, if a person was l'mayla miyud b'tchilas knisas hayayim, the rishayim say, so when he'll get down to the mokim trum, he'll be koine shvise in the middle of Shabbos. That's the shitas haramban. So m'mayla, so, and it is that way, Taka. When a person is oikev from his trum b'shus, and he goes someplace chutz l'trum, so that's his new mokim shvisa. That is his mokim shvisa. So I would think this would apply afilu toich atchum also. The bias is ois mokimoy, and he has a new mokim. Kemash melon? No. Kol's man is in his trum keilu layot. That's a keilu. Even though there was an akire, but since lemaisa gefinzich noch, in the Trum Beisoy says Ke'ilu Loi Oka. That means the Das alone, without the Poil, leaving the Trum Beisoy does not create an Akira Mi Beisoy. That is Rabbi. Rav Shimi Bachia Omar Hochi. Hochika. Im hayu tchumim shenasnu loy chachomim uvloim besoich hatchum shaloi keilu loyotza mitchumoy. Now, let us see Rashi. Rav Shimi Bachia Omar Hochi. Come on. Hochi come on. אם היה תחומים שנוסנו לא חכם המובלויים בשיח התחום שלו, כאילו לא יוצא מתחום הידומי. כלוי מה? מס ניסין בשכבר יוצא מתחום היסקינו. So let's look at the לושן המשנה. אם... That what it says, אם היה בשיח התחום does not mean that he never went out of the תחום. We'll see, אם היה בשיח התחום is not speaking about him. The Mishnah is speaking about he went out of the תחום. מס ניסים בשכבר יוצא מתחום היסקין. וכאילו לא יוצא דקטוני, and that what it, so he went out of the תחום, so what's a כאילו לא יוצא דקטוני התחומים כוי. So that's כאילו he didn't walk out of the תחום. He really walked out of the תחום, it's כאילו לא יוצא התחומים כוי. כדאה וסל כדאי תחמי קורא. That he walked out of the תחום. Ah, you may im hoya besaychatchum, but the Mishnah is nachnish klar. It says im hoya besaychatchum kilu lo yotza. The second half of the Mishnah by says he went out kilu lo yotza. The first half by says he never went out. The mayim hoya besaychatchum hachikam im hoyu oison alpayim hanesunais loy lechol ruach mimakim shenema loy. Nichnosais lesoich apayim shel tchum beisoi. Keilu lo yotza mitchumei domim. That's keilu lo yotza mitchumei. That means he went out of the tchum. Now he's out of the tchum. He's 1500 amas out of the tchum. And then 1500 amas out of the tchum, he was informed. Can stop here. We don't need you. So what happens then? So he's Kaina Shvisa, 1500 Amis away from the first Tchum. But now we give him, so what are you giving me? So we have now Alpayim Amma L'Choluach. So he has Alpayim Amma L'Choluach. So his Alpayim Amma for where he's situated now, so 500 Amis of his Alpayim goes back into his old Tchum. So Im Hoya B'Soicha Tchum, if the new Alpayim Amma is Nivla in his Tchum, that means he's connected to his old chum through the new alpayim amo. Ki ilu lo yotza mitchum haydomi. That's the chiddush. Let us see nacham orashi. Hachi kama. Maim hoya besaych hatchum hachi kama. Im hoya oison alpayim. Those 2,000 amas. Hanesunais loy lechol ruach. Mimokim shenem aloy. When he was informed that he doesn't have to go further. So then we gave him 2,000 amis. So if those 2,000 amis are nichnoseis l'soich alpayim shel tchum beisoi, these are going in. These are being nivla. In the alpayim shel tchum beisoi, is ki'ilu la yotza mitchum eidomi. So it's like, even though he left the tchum, and theoretically, he can't go back. But Hoylech Ad Beis is permitted to go back to his house. He's like before. Yeah. Zuk the Gemara, what is the Machlokes? But my kamifligi, Mar Sova have lost Chumim Milsehi. Umar Sova lav milsi. Zuk Rashi. Rav Shimi Sova have lo milsi. V'kivin de mivlon b'tchumei. Since his alpayim ame is nivla in his previous tchum. Umam tilei legoi tchumei. Havalu kechat tchumei. So memele, it is considered like one long tchum. This is, he has alpayim ame over here. And this is Nivla in his old tchum. Uchiman the loin nofek mitchumei. So I never left my tchum. I'm still mekusha to beisai. The rabbi sova lav milsei. That is not true. Hilkach loimotzi litrutzei ki'ilu loyotzo demasnisen b'shekvar yotzo. I mean, that what the Alpayim Amo is nivla in the old Tchum, that does not help at all the situation. So therefore, we'll see why in a minute. The rabbi saw the lav milsi, hilkach loimotzi litrutzei ki'ilu loyotzo demasnisen b'shekvar yotzo. Chutz l'tchum. You can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about that he was Yotza Chutz l'tchum. Deim Yotza Hivsid Shvisas Beisoy. V'kono loy mimokim shenem aloy. So Krash Yitzta Amoyre Dikizach. That have a minute that we had before in Rabbah. Rabbah Tkezukt Amoyre Dikizach. That if a person leaves his bias, it's okay. But if he has intentions to go and he's going back, the gate there back from the mokim. So Rabbi holds, cause man, I'm in the tchum, so it's not called I left the mokim. But the minute I went out of the tchum, I left that mokim. So that mokim is past history. I don't have, that mokim is non-existent anymore. That is not basi and that is not tchumi. Because I left it. I go now to a new mokim, so this new mokim, good, this is now my mokim. It's a becha mokim, though, 1500 amas away. This is my mokim. But my alpayim am is not nivla in my old chum, because there's no such thing as an old chum. I don't have an old chum, because I don't have a bias anymore. I was oikim my bias. When I left the tchum, I lost my mokim orishin. So I'm a mele, so it doesn't help I've lost tchumim to make it one big tchum, because the previous tchum became bottle. Dimyotza hivsit shvisas beisoy, v'konaloi mimokim shenemaloi. So Rashi says, amoyre dikizach, that Rabbah holds a person who leaves his tchum, loses the first bias. That's for sure. So memeila trashi gefrekt a kashe verabe les lehod etoni nerdolel vipikeich huayil etchumay vikivin do'olo. We heard the nerdol said that if a person was taken out, let's say boines, chutz l'tchum, and then it's tzorech l'nikovov, and he has to go back. And the only mokim tzanua to go back will be in the trum if he goes in the direction of the trum. Sim pekeach, he goes back in the trum. He goes back in the trum, kiven the ol ol. So tachashi, das stimmt nicht mit Rabbe. Aber stimmt das nicht mit Rabbe? Because according to Rabbe, what's that ol ol? There's no old trum. I lost my old trum. The minute I left the trum, I lost it. So I where I am, I'll have Dalad Amis. That's it. There's no, the bias of Rishin was Neka. That's what Rashi says. Let us see Taisvis. Umar Sova have lost trumim lav milsi. Perish akuntris. The lesser le rabbe hoden ardoi. The omri le eli pekeyachu ayel le trume. Vekiven the ol ol. No. He holds like the Nado. Kivin shenichnas betchumoy mibnei kovet habriyas. Since he entered the tchum, he's the old tchum, mibnei kovet habriyas, v'yotzo midalad amoysov, he left the previous dalad ames, kivin shetzorech liten loy dalad ames chadoshes. He says like this. He says now, now, you have to give this person, he's not, let's review the history of this person. He once lived the Beisoy. Fine. He left Beisoy, he went Chutz l'Tchum. So now he lost Beisoy. What is his Mokim now? His Mokim now is Dalad Amos. We give him Dalad Amos, Chutz l'Beisoy, that is his Mokim period. Fine. That was the second Mokim. Now, it's Nitzach l'Nekovov. So he leaves that. He's going to go to find the Mokim Tzanua. He found the Mokim Tzanua back in the previous Trum, which is now not his Trum. But now you have to make a new Mokim for this person. That means the previous Mokim He's not there anymore. It's Chusman Baladamas of the previous Mokim. So what are you going to do now with him? So, Tachtaisves, Kivin, Shetzach, Litin, Lay, Baladamas, Chadoshes, you have to. Is Yochalach, Zavaliknes, Tchum, Yorishin. So, Mamela, since this was the old Tchum to begin with, and you have to give him a new Mokim, so now he can, since he's back where he once possessed that Tchum, Yochalach, Zavaliknes, Tchum, Yorishin. So he can get back the old Tchum, because you have to give him something, so we give him back what he once possessed. Avol, that's in the case of Nildo. Avol Hoche, but in the case of Rabbe, Mikivin Sheyotze Chutz Mitchuma. Bekona Loi Tchumache, Lehuta Leoke, Mitchum Shekona, Kedepirash Tilel. But in the case of Rabbe, you don't have to give him anything now. You gave him, he has a mokim with Alpaya Mamo, so that's it. So he has this area ready. The previous tchum he lost, he was oikeret, so finished. So memele, so this is the whole svar of Nerdoi is when a hotach gonish of Davim Epis Naigev, so we give him back the old tchum. The ilav hochi, if you don't say this svar, tikshalei masnisel le Nerdoi, the omri afilo ama achas lo yichnas, afo gavdi de arba moisav nichnas lo tchum meyarishin, Loyomak even the olol. Frektach toises the my svara is a kochach an emes svara. Why? Because the Mishnah says, according to the Chilkin Rabbi Elazar, if a person walked out one ame outside of his tchum, he's not allowed to go back. Frektach toises he has three ame, he has dalad ames, so he can go back again. I feel he has two ames on each side, he can go back again into the tchum orishin. So why do you say even the olol? So al kochach the svara is it's not olol. He has these daladamas and finished. It's not a there take. He has these daladamas. So what's this? So how can the nadoi say different than a mishnah? So al kochach that's the chilik. If he still has if he's in his old daladamas now, so the old is not mishana anything. Masha'en kain, in the case of Nerdoi, you have to give him now a new mokim, some emailer, and you give him the old tchum. The Magia on the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz wants to say that Rashi held that the gather of Kovod Abrius is that he not only does he have Dalet Ames, he has, in the din of Dalet Ames, he's permitted to go to the nearest Mokim Tsanua Letzairich Nekovov. That's enveloped in his Din Daladamas. Not he has Daladamas and now we're oike the Daladamas als Kovod Abrius. Als Kovod Abrius, we extend his Daladamas to the Mokim Tsanua. That's what Rashi held. So Memele, so this longest what Taisva says, so Memele, don't give him a new Mokim. This is Mamish, it's an extension. Als Kovod Abrius, his Mokim extends into the Trum. So it's mamish like Rabbi. Here it extended to Dalpai Mame, and here it's covers a breeze it extended. So Memelis, now you have to give him a new mokim. So Memelis, Rashi said that Rabbi does not hold like Nadoi.